Today's episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Sapatubio Dabba Dabba Tucci.
Welcome everybody, near and far, wherever you are, to the Cool Parents Podcast. I am Curtis Charles.
I am Justy Boy.
And you're not going to believe what we've got on today's episode.
Huh?
It's a big fucking episode. BFE. Roald Dahl. BFE. Big fucking episode.
Huh?
That's what it stood for, right? The BFG. Big fucking guy.
Gal, I thought.
Oh, big fucking gal? Okay.
Yeah, I thought that was a book about mama. Whole lot of mama.
That's right. So later on in the show, we've got a guest appearance. Actually, more than an appearance, I'd say a full...
It's an interview.
It's honest to...
We're journalists.
Honest to goodness, just good journalism.
We're journalists at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, we're just... journalists integrity.
Right. I'm like Mark Maron. Pretty much Mark Maron now.
Yeah.
Did my first interview, nailed it.
WT what?
What?
Okay. So we've got a special guest later that you're not going to want to miss. Definitely stick around for the main event today.
Who is it?
It's Ryan. He is a friend of a friend of ours. Now he's our friend because we already did the interview. You just haven't heard it yet.
Right.
So he is a colleague of Mr. Nick Groff.
Yep.
He's a ghost hunter. He's technically a ghost hunter. He's ghost hunted. He said he did a ghost hunting club in
college. Yeah.
College. So anyway, he knows Nick Groff.
He worked on the show
Ghost Adventures.
Look, he's been to Dave and Buster's. Spoiler alert.
He went to Dave and Buster's with Nick
Why
Groff.
Don't we ask him more about that? We're terrible fucking journalists.
No, well, we only have so much time, and we had a lot of important questions.
That's true. But, I mean, he pretty much covered it all. He said he got fucking loaded at Dave and Buster's with Nick Groff, and that's really all you need at the end of the day.
Right. I would like to know what games they played, other than because he did say they played Ghostbusters, of course. Let's just redo the whole interview just with me and you reciting the things that we remember from the interview that these kind folks at home are going to be hearing.
Dabba dooba deeba.
Later in this
dabba
episode.
Dabba dooba.
Dabba tando tando.
Exactly. Let's not do that.
You don't want to do a scat?
I don't want to spoiler alert it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the scat.
We got enough spoilers there.
Well, before we get into that, we got a couple other things to tend to. Okay. So first of all, you ever go to the club?
I've been to the club, yeah.
And you're just trying to dance your fucking shitter off.
Yeah.
And you're just like, this music isn't doing it for me.
Yeah.
I need something that's more my speed, you know, like the Bloodhound Gang.
Yeah.
For example, I need to hear
The Offspring. What?
Oh, you'll see. Here, let me just tell you what they should play in the club.
That's what I want to hear at the discotheque.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have your day. So this is a new remix for the club. It's called Youth of a Half Pipe.
Well now, we call this the act of mating, but there are several other very important differences between human beings and animals that you should know about.
Oh yeah.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish. wish you would've known, cause I'd have kissed my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just did what I always do. Every day the same routine before I skated off to school. But who knew that this day wasn't like the rest? Instead of taking the test, I took two to the chest. Call me back, didn't see it coming. Everybody was running, but I couldn't hear nothing except one blast. It happened so fast, I didn't really notice. Give the wife some vitamin class. Maybe this kid was reaching out for love. Or maybe for a moment he forgot who he was. Or maybe this kid just wanted to be hugged. Whatever it was, I know it's because
at least you know you can always go on Ricky Lake. The world needs what a piece of. Hey, hey, do that brand new thing.
Boy. Now heaven would be a DJ spinning the whole night long. And heaven would be just kicking back with Jesus back my mom. And if you don't believe in Jesus, then Muhammad or Buddha too. And while the world is pouring, just sit back and let you sing it.
Trip around the globe, really.
I love that. That's my favorite one so far.
Oh, you said that last time. So that means I'm making progress.
Hey.
You know, I'm just trying to better understand the youth of this nation.
I'm not going to tell you if I don't like it. I'm just not going to say
right. That's
the best one.
Right, right, right.
So you know I'm sincere when I'm saying that's the best one so far.
Right. Well, you know, I appreciate it.
I like the last one too.
I don't remember it.
I don't remember it. But I remember enjoying it.
Yeah.
There was something I asked you to add a Bawa to Ba in there, and you did differently than I heard it in my head, but you did it perfectly in this song.
Yeah.
I'm very happy it's in there.
Got to represent the kid.
You got to.
The best crab legs you'll ever have down at his restaurant. The super, super crabby fish fucking...
Honky-tonk, sucking fucking
Dick
saloon.
Factory.
Kid Rock, sucking fucking saloon.
Something like that. Kids Rocks. Kids Rock, butt sucking saloon.
Where is it?
Isn't it in Louisiana?
Is it? Yeah, I don't know.
I think. I don't know.
When I think of the bayou, I think about Kid Rock.
Personally. Me too. I think he's the purveyor of all the culture in the area.
Detroit's Kid Rock, I think, at the Bayou.
Yeah, because he that's where he belongs.
That's right. Hey, did you hear that Vanilla Ice played Bernie's Beach Bar in Hampton a couple weeks ago?
No.
Or last week?
No, how'd it go?
Sold out.
Wow.
Fucking sick. Ron. Is his name Ron? Rob Van Winkle.
Rob Van Winkle. That's him.
Yep. He's a juggalo now.
Yeah.
I don't know if he still is, but he was at one point. He's a juggalo.
He was flipping houses.
Was he?
On HGTV, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw him.
Was he a realtor now?
He was at some point.
No shit. I bet he was good at it.
No, probably not.
I bet he's really good at it. I guarantee he sold houses just because he's fucking...
Right. No, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's only so many you can sell that way.
No. He's getting paid.
Well, in other news, speaking of getting paid, we're big proponents of the governor, yep. The Navy, former Navy SEAL.
Not former. Once a Navy SEAL, always a Navy SEAL, you son of a bitch.
That's Jesse Ventura.
Yeah.
Of course. He was a fighter.
Yep.
He was a frog man. He says all this at the beginning of his television show. Conspiracy theory with Jesse Ventura.
Down in the swamp.
Well, he's got his own weed brand.
He does?
Yeah, or he's working on it. He just announced it.
He is. I know he's a big advocate. His wife smokes medical marijuana.
You know what happens if you go to a weed party? You fall asleep. That's the worst that could happen. What happens when you go to a beer party?
Everybody fights. Yeah, I love that. Pot party.
Pot party. That's what it was.
Go to a pot party. Everyone just falls asleep watching Gremlins.
I guess the Minnesota State Committee is in support of legalizing recreational cannabis.
Oh, yes. Cannabinoids.
Yeah. He, of course, has a background in government.
Right, yeah.
He was a Reform Party candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Governor.
I'm still going to vote for him. Fuck it. Who cares?
Details of his partnerships and stuff and weed brand.
He better run.
Have yet to be released. But he has announced officially that he's going to have a weed brand. What's it going to be called, do you think? Some kind of a portmanteau, some kind of a...
There's going to be different names, I bet.
Some kind of a pun.
Yeah. Well, he lives down in the Baja.
He's going to put body in it. Everything's got to have, it's got to have the body.
Yep.
You know, bud, body, the body, simply a strain called the body. I'd smoke it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I'd eat it.
Yeah, he's going to have another strain in Indica called JFK was an inside job.
You're damn right.
George Bush did JFK.
George Bush.
George Bush. George Bush.
Listen up. We got an advertisement we got to hear. Truck Day.
Truck Day.
So here's our segment where we talk truck for a minute.
Hey, can we do that segment where we do impressions we can't do soon?
Yeah.
All right. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. My Christopher Walker.
Wow.
See?
Wow.
See, think about it too much. It becomes good. And I don't want that. I don't want to think. I don't want any. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow's a good word for him.
That's the best word for him.
Do you do a Pacino?
Well, that's just.
That's good. Can you say anything as him, though?
Say hello to my little friend.
No.
He turned Scottish.
Oh, yeah. Shrek Pacino.
To my little friend.
In the swamp. Fucking, I do a Pacino.
Fuck you! Fuck you! Do you want to play rough? Okay.
Sorry, I cut you off.
Well, we got a truck date.
Got excited.
We got a truck date. From, Butt's in the house, and he suggested we take a look at this advertisement.
He's our friend.
I know.
I'm just letting the people, I'm letting Nick Groff know, personally.
Big truck wrecks can destroy lives. And big truck cases deserve serious, experienced big truck lawyers.
Yep.
Darrell Isaacs is America's big truck lawyer.
I've got to tell you what's on the screen right now.
Goatee.
No goatees.
Oh.
No. There is a big oil tanker truck.
Yeah. No, a truck's more like 5 o'clock shadow.
No, this, well, he's not a truck guy. He's a truck lawyer guy.
Oh, so he's a prick.
So he's clean cut. Oh, he's a prick. He is a prick. And he's standing in front of a blue screen with the, you know, the waving American flag on it, of course. And then that big truck in front. He's wearing a blazer. It's a nice blazer and a shirt under it, but no tie. So he's like, he's ready to sweat a little bit in the courtroom. He'll go to war for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he's going to be like Atticus Finch in that motherfucker.
He's holding a big hammer.
Yeah.
And you know what it says on that hammer?
That Acme?
No, it says the hammer.
I love it.
And he's pounding it on his own hand. But he's smiling while he's doing it.
Of course, yeah.
America's big truck lawyer.
I'm attorney Darrell Isaacs, the hammer. We'll look at your big truck case from every angle. We'll help determine if driver fatigue was an issue. Was the truck being properly maintained?
Oh, who do you think you're asking? Was the
cargo properly secured?
Oh, of course it was.
Our job is to get you answers and fight to get you every dollar you deserve.
With over $1 billion recovered for their clients, Darrell Isaacs is America's big truck lawyer. If you've been injured by an 18-wheeler, dump truck, concrete truck, delivery truck, logging truck, bus, or any kind of big truck, call Darrell Isaacs, America's big truck lawyer. 800-800-8888. We're here 24/7 to take your call, and you don't pay us a dime unless we win or settle your case. Call America's big truck lawyer. 800-800-8888. Or callthehammer.com.
Well, good for Tracy Morgan's lawyer for getting his name out there.
Yeah, I like how it has, there's so many different types of trucks that he's willing to represent.
Bubba Truck Shrimp.
He's saying he'll represent the trucks, right?
Yeah.
He's going to sue every last person who's gotten in the way of a truck and gotten injured because of it.
Rightfully so. I think truck crimes are a whole bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, trucks don't have laws. They're outlaws.
Well, trucks always
and
right.
And that's why we like them. Oh,
trucks always
that's the
right.
way we like them in Kentucky. That's where this guy is, Darrell Isaacs. So anybody who's been roughed up by a big fucking F-150, I'd highly recommend you call 800-888-888-888-888.
I don't like Kentucky.
Me neither. So I was born there.
I know. You know where I was born?
Revere.
Born on the bayou, just like Kid Rock. Born on the bayou.
Yeah.
I was born on a fan boat. My mother was a crocodile.
So we'll look at your big truck case from every angle.
I actually came from a snake egg. I was hatched.
Okay.
Yep. I got footage of it from every angle.
Fish eye.
My lawyer was there.
Yep.
I reckon too. Big truck lawyer. Huge truck. If you've been hit by a ice cream truck.
They weren't on the list.
They will. You know, I bet they're on the website.
They had logging trucks on the list. Any kind of big truck that counts.
Big. So he's trying to sue the, he's anti-truck.
He is. It sounds that way. Yeah. So maybe don't support him.
Yeah.
If you're a real man.
That's right. Look, don't support him if you got the stones.
If you got what it takes to take on a truck in hand-to-hand combat, then he's willing to work with you.
Yeah.
Other than that, he'll be on his way.
Yep, he'll be at home spraying Febreze on his vinegary balls.
That sucks. Yeah. Vinegary balls, that sucks.
It's vinegary testes.
That sucks. I hate that. I hate that.
What?
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So, listen, one more thing before we get to our big interview.
Yeah.
I've noticed that the Kenneth Copeland videos have taken another big jump.
Yeah.
In terms of TikTok interactions.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've posted some cut up videos of Pastor Kenneth Copeland, because he's just a scary guy.
Just because you mentioned TikTok, I gotta say this real quick.
Okay.
I had a customer this week. This guy, Chris, comes to see me. He started bringing his son in as well. Cool Parents came up in conversation and he asked me to play something. So I played the Bruce Springsteen cover.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he really liked it. And the kid wanted to know what the album was called. So he was listening to it on Apple and stuff. And he came in last week and he goes, "Dude, your album's gassed."
Gassed?
Yeah. He said it's gas.
Oh.
He didn't say that. He didn't say it like that. He goes, "You guys are gas."
I like that. You guys are gas. So.
Yeah, it's trill.
So it seems that the Kenneth Copeland videos have made their way into Mexico in a big way, because that's where like all of these comments are coming from recently. But yeah, before it was all Spanish ones, there had been accumulating more and more just batshit crazy ones.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing is, this TikTok algorithm or whatever is feeding this video to the weirdest motherfuckers on the internet. And a lot of them are posting like crazy religious shit. And a lot of them are posting shit that just literally makes sense to nobody.
Yeah.
Like at all. Some of them are fucking hilarious. So I'm going to see if I can find them here. Somebody said, "Lucifer, it's you."
Lucifer's?
It's you?
It is.
Croissants 335 commented and said, "Me do." Somebody said, "Three fingers pointing the right direction."
My butt.
That's back at him because he's pointing.
Huh?
You get it?
No, what'd you say?
He's pointing in the video, so three of his fingers are pointing at him. You get it?
Him?
Him. Yeah, back at Kenneth. Bruno commented and said, "Reptiliano."
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. They're all a part of evil. Now, the way it's spelled is important here. It's wrong there. It's T-H-E-R-E. All, a part, one word, of evil. It really makes you think, putting that one together.
I'm blown away.
Yeah. He is literally using the name of a religion for his things, and I'm not talking about nothing normal. He is doing mental unknown things to who follows. Belba said that. And then Belba continued in a separate comment, "I believe in Islamic religion. Sad for what Lots did in the name of this faith. But seeing this man makes me think Christian understands us."
Understand.
Because WTF. That made zero fucking sense.
I understood.
"Looks more like the Lucifer like anything else. The devil runs the world, dot, 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 dot." And then in parentheses, "Earth." That was commenter simply named Level. This one I feel like must be, maybe it's British, like slang or something that I don't understand.
Understand.
The Last Pizza Slice commented and said, "Bro, and you know when Melly would make a perfect horror movie."
Yeah.
Next one. "I don't like him. He is scary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Christian, but I find it very hard to believe this prophet, the only prophet I truly believe, is Thomas S. Monson." I don't know who that is.
I do.
Who?
He's a prophet. Much like Joseph Smith.
Thomas S. Monson. I'm going to look this fucking guy up if he's so cool.
Oh, let me look him up.
Okay.
Let me look him up.
Thomas S. Monson, M-O-N-S-O-N. Let's see.
He is.
I'm effing scared of his face.
He's dead.
He is?
Yep.
What?
He was. Oh, he was a Mormon guy.
Okay.
Religious leader, author, and 16th president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Okay, of course. Of course. He's a real prophet.
He's considered a prophet. So, wow, he kind of was just like Joseph Smith before him.
Pretty much.
Wow, I nailed it. I know a weird amount about the Mormon religion.
Me too, and I'm afraid of him. I'm scared of him.
Yeah.
He's like a WWE performer.
Who, Monson?
No, Kenneth Copeland.
I could see him as kind of like a Vince McMahon sort of character.
Yeah, yeah. And then one person said, a nice man is Kenneth.
Wow.
Darkwing Poetry said, lick those reptile lips. Faz4M, is he a reptile or a lizard?
Either way.
Definitely one of them.
A lizard is a reptile, Dumbledore.
Marius Cosman said, my uncle, Snake.
It's a character named Snake on
Uncle Snake?
Twin Peaks, I think.
There's Snake Plissken.
Mm-hmm.
There's Solid Snake. He's the commander of the third rank. Okay.
Thinking Nazi shit?
Maybe that's what they meant. That's Lyle Slaughter 200. Really insightful stuff. Very nice.
You did read it wrong.
Very nice.
Yeah, my wife.
He gave me everything I wanted.
He gave me everything I wanted. Kevin Copeland.
Kevin. Kevin Copeland.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Oops.
Very nice. He gave me everything I wanted. Okay. He had them dead eyes like he has seen horrors. He certainly has.
He's committed atrocities.
His smile makes whatever is in him more visible. No, thank you. So when he smiles, you can see more lizard.
He's inside. Dangerous.
Yeah, he is. Shit's lame as fuck. Ain't nobody laughing at y'all goofy motherfuckers. That was just on a video of me.
Why's he gotta bring me into it? Call me goofy. I'm not goofy. I'm cool. That's what I do with the Borat impression all the time. Show people how cool I am. What other impressions can you do? You do Bart Simpson?
I can't remember what Bart Simpson even sounds like. I never really watched that much of The Simpsons.
Bart Simpson?
Yeah, I can't really remember.
It's pretty high pitched.
Don't have a cow.
There you go. That's pretty good.
That was a guess.
Pretty good.
Don't have a cow, man.
That's it. That's right. It's spot on.
Okay. Oh, this was a good one. Somebody commented on our on a clip from Ghost Adventures when the SLS camera was in use and the stick figure ghost totally just starts blowing this guy.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was a epic moment in Ghost Adventures history.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody commented, she make me channel my inner spirit the way she gobble on it. And then that same person then commented on one of our Poltergeist clips. The one where you are...
I'm going to record an EVP and try to rile up the spirit of Samuel Goins. Is this where you were murdered?
Antagonizing the spirit of Samuel Goins.
Walls covered in your blood from when you had all your organs ripped out and eaten by cannibals? While your whole entire family watched and blood and puke and pus was squirting all over the place, all over your fat wife and your dumb children.
A word of caution to the viewers, this antagonistic tactic is extremely dangerous and should not be used by noobs. I am a professional and I'm very smart and also good.
Was your ugly, lifeless body laying here and rotting here in this very spot? This is where they laid his body. And his entrails were ripped from his stomach while he was still alive. And they were just pulling out of his intestines, pulling out his still beating heart and showing it to poor Samuel Goins. And I'm going to bring that up to him by laying on the spot in which he was murdered. I'm going to turn on my evil piece. I'm entering my personal sarcophagus. Samuel Goins, your mother is ugly. You don't have intestines in your body anymore. And I think you're a coward. Your mother never loved you. She still, even after you died, she said, I don't care.
So it's that video. Zach Bagans always antagonizes, or especially early on.
Yeah, yeah.
Would like to talk shit at the ghost to try to get him to fight him and stuff.
Yeah, what are the comments?
The comment is, Zach Bagans would never antagonize a murder victim. And then a sad face. Zach Bagans. Z-O-K-B-O-I-G-O-N-S. So that's it.
Yeah.
Here's our interview. I hope you'll enjoy it. It was fucking, it was a blast. And before we get into it, we got to urge everybody who's listening. I urge you to go check out Ryan's YouTube series, a series that's produced by Nick Groff himself. It's a YouTube series called Sounds Scary. Check that out and check out his other stuff, too. But here's the interview. Hope you like it.
Yeah.
He, like, made up a rapping character, I think.
Oh, okay. Because
apparently Joe Pesci needed an alter ego.
Why? Was this before he was...
Oh, no, this is well... This was, like, same year as Home Alone.
What the fuck?
What a banner year 94 was. Dude did Goodfellas, Home Alone, and a rap album.
Good for him.
Perfection.
Good for him.
No notes, Joe Pesci. No notes.
he like, came up playing guitar, too. Like, he was in, like, an early version of, like, I think it was the Four Seasons.
Yeah.
I saw him doing Johnny B. Goode and shit.
Yeah, he's good.
Joe Pesci. Yeah.
A talented man.
Good for him.
You motherfucker, you.
So if you would be so kind to introduce yourself.
Did you hit record?
Yeah.
Oh. Just want to make sure.
We're going.
My name is Ryan Coltrera. I'm a cameraman, editor, filmmaker from Los Angeles.
Hell yeah. We appreciate you coming on so much.
Of course.
You've no idea how excited we are.
Cool to be hanging with you.
We... on this show have like we have a weird obsession with the Ghost Adventures show.
Hell yeah.
On Travel Channel, and we have for years, to the point where we've made parodies and we've made had segments dedicated to it. We dedicated an entire episode. We've done commentary tracks.
Awesome. Yeah.
We've called the Haunted Museum and
offered
them Capone's bones. Yeah.
How did that go?
Not great.
They said we could not touch the Dybbuk box, even though Post Malone did.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, Post Malone can do it, but...
Figured.
Whatever. We've mentioned this before in a few episodes back that our friend Jason, who happens to be in the room right now, not mic'd, so we can talk as much shit as we want.
Oh, this is great.
He can't defend himself. He mentioned just in passing, he's like, oh, I got a buddy that worked on Ghost Adventures. And I was like, what the fuck? You're just telling me this now? What? And then, you know, obviously it was downhill from there. I was like, you gotta get him on the show. So
yeah,
we've got questions.
Fire away.
Well, first of all, let's establish something.
Sure.
Are you a ghost guy? Like, do you believe in the spirit world?
So I always approach these things with a Ghostbusters mentality,
mm-hmm.
of like open minded, but you know, like also not being like every leaf that blows by, like, whoa, is that a ghost?
Right.
Like, you know, Zach. Like they do on some of the shows.
like somebody we know.
I'm somewhere in the middle. Like, I keep an open mind. I've seen some freaky things.
Yeah.
But I'm also not like every little thing is like, that's a ghost.
Right. Yeah. I'm kind of the same way. Like, I'm like a hardcore skeptic for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm open to it. And what really attracts me to these shows and stuff is just how passionate these people are about it.
Definitely.
That, I love that. And I respect that no matter what it, I mean, unless it's something harmful. But with ghosts, love it. Can't get enough. And I love the aesthetic, you know, horror movies and, you know, everything like that. Big Goosebumps guy back in the day.
Hell yeah.
I'm a Steinhead.
You're a Stein guy?
It was like my gateway drug into horror was growing up on Goosebumps. And
Fear Street?
Oh, yeah.
Fear Street.
Oh, yeah. All of the above.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my jam.
I couldn't afford it.
Did you even go to the Scholastic Book Fair?
I did, yeah.
But you didn't buy anything.
Couldn't afford it. Best day of my life in those years.
Love those.
I missed that.
I spent my lunch money one day on the Harry Potter books. And
really?
The first three. I think it was the first three or four. Yeah, I had this
paperback.
Yeah.
Someone should like open a bar that's Scholastic Book Fair themed.
Yeah,
that would kill.
That is a bit of nostalgia that I don't see represented a lot.
Right?
You know?
They had a Blockbuster bar a few years ago.
Let's get
that. Yeah. Anyway, that's not... Sorry, I've derailed this already.
No, that's fine. That's what we do here.
okay.
So...
First of many.
You are, yeah, you're in the business of cutting trailers, right? Right now?
Yeah. Yeah. Among many things. But my main thing right now is I work in, I edit movie trailers and I like direct short films.
Hell yeah.
Kind of my things these days.
So right off the bat, where can people find you online if you want to?
Sure. I'm at Ryan_, I'll just spell it out. CULTRERA on all the socials.
Nice. Yeah. Cool. Okay. So at some point in your journey,
mm-hmm.
you worked with our heroes.
Sir. More so one of them.
Right. Right. Nick Groff mm-hmm. is that one. And we've examined in depth his rap music.
It's blowing my mind.
Read his book. one of his books.
Uh-huh.
We listened to his rap songs in reverse to find hidden messages.
Oh my God.
Where we've contacted a demon named Phoebus. Was that one of his? Oh no, that was him.
That was him, yeah.
That was the hard rock band Him. Yeah. But yeah, we definitely saw some or heard some spirit voices.
Nice.
In there.
Phoebus yeah. seems chill.
Yeah. So what did you do for Mr. Groff?
Sure. So I caught him.
You didn't sign an NDA or anything, did you?
No, okay. I can talk about
it. He's not going to come and break your legs?
No. Right. And, you know, that may happen eventually, but I won't blame you guys.
Okay. All right, cool.
No, so I met him kind of at the, you know, when the Beatles split up and his Paul McCartney went off.
And that is where all the biggest questions are, I must say.
That's where the dramas are, okay. Yeah.
All right, so yeah.
I don't know a whole lot about the drums, I got to say.
Yeah, nobody does.
But when the band split up, I started working with Nick. I initially kind of happened by working with him because I don't know. Are you guys familiar with the movie website, joeblow.com?
Yeah.
I host some shows for them.
Oh.
And I also film a lot of interviews, and we happened to land an interview with Nick.
I watch that regularly. You do, really?
Yeah.
Holy fuck. I subscribe to like Joe Blow Horror and stuff.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I do the show called Where It Was Made. We do all the film locations.
Hell yeah.
That's where we got our next episode's The Fog coming out. So I don't know if you guys are anyway. But
I love
I thought
stuff.
You looked familiar and I didn't think it was Fred Savage.
There it is.
I swear.
I get that
you
a lot.
You must get that a lot.
That's
okay. Well, actually, I don't know if that's okay now because now he's like kind of canceled, right?
Nice to meet you, Mole.
Quasi canceled, yeah.
Yeah.
But we can go with Ben. He's cool.
Ben's cool. Yeah. We'll go with Ben.
On my show for Joe Blow, one of the best burns I ever got was someone was like, why'd they hire Chubby Fred Savage to host this? I'm like, ouch, but so fair. Like, you got to respect it.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so we had an interview set up with him and the location dropped out last minute. So I have this like spooky ass themed apartment. Like it's full Halloween all year round. I'm like, let's just do our interview with Nick in my apartment. It's fine. And we just ended up like kind of broing out during this interview. Like we went and got loaded at Dave and Buster's after like
fuck yeah.
playing Ghostbusters. I'm like, I'm playing Ghostbusters with the Ghost Adventures guy. It was great.
Oh my God.
So we just kind of really hit it off. And he started bringing me in to do his solo stuff.
Yeah.
So I shot some stuff, after that for,
Paranormal Lockdown.
Paranormal Lockdown.
Yeah.
And then his new show,
Death Walker.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm sorry, Nick. So bad at promoting, as well as just some like independent stuff with him for like his online content. Like we did like, an overnight on the Queen Mary that I shot for him.
Oh, yes.
And like we did a couple ghost hunts at, the David Omen house, which is where the Charles Manson murders occurred, just for like online content for him.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I did his solo shows. I did some stuff for his internet content, and then I did some like ghost hunts specifically for joblow.com.
Oh, okay.
So all of the above.
Okay, sweet. So this was like right after. Oh, so you've done this was like over the course of probably a couple of years, right?
It must yeah. be. I think I started working with Nick. I would say 2014 was when I first worked with him.
Okay.
And the most recent time I worked with him was, it's been a year or so because he's been editing Deathwalker. I think the last thing I did for him was we did Virginia City and like his ghost hunt at the Washoe Club in 2021, which is like this like kind of like Old West bar in Nevada. I think that was the last thing I've done for him.
Okay, sweet. And you weren't aware of his rap music. So that was one of my questions.
I'm so sad I wasn't.
Well, yeah, because I was going to say, like, is this something that he talks about? Is he proud of his rap career? No. Evidently, no.
I wish he would.
Yeah. Well, now you know.
I like, the first thing I'm doing is going looking that up after. Yeah, that's absolutely blown my mind.
He's got two full lengths.
That's incredible.
And it's it like oscillates between horrorcore and like
Eminem.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this must have been a long time ago, right? Like, I don't know when he recorded it, but
maybe that's why he doesn't talk about it.
Yeah, he's got a whole song about shotgunning ghosts. It rules. It fucking rules.
Hell yeah. That should be the name of his next show.
Shotgunning ghosts.
Missed opportunity.
I'm going to find all these ghosts and fucking blow their brains out.
Sure.
Again. Yeah. Were you involved in like the actual proceedings in any way, as far as like you know, using the all the cool gadgets and stuff?
Oh yeah.
Oh, you've operated that paranormal puck.
Yeah.
the spirit box, the puck, the thing that almost looks like a boom mic. I don't even remember half the name the names of these pieces of equipment.
They have the parabolic mic, and then they have the Polter Pod. The Polter Pod. Yep, that's my favorite.
We did the pod.
That, like, steampunk looking thing.
We did that at the Manson house.
Did you?
And what else did we do? There was like the e-meter. We did those. A lot of things that I don't remember the names of, where I just was like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you remember Bill Chappell, the inventor of those? Is Bill Chappell?
Bill Chappell, right? Didn't do the Polter Pod.
No, I know that.
He did the
he did a lot of them though.
The Spirit Box.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was Bill Chappell, and Digital Dowsing is his company.
Okay. Yeah. We've had some fun with the Spirit Box. That was cool.
We've done it in this room.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
How'd it go?
Oh, wait, did you do? Oh, well, we've talked to all kinds of demons. I've asked them all kinds of questions. mostly about their dicks and stuff like that.
Well, we did. But we did one. On the phone, though. It wasn't like a real. It was like a.
It was, well, Zach's done it.
Well, no. So it was one that, like, it was on Ghost Adventures. This guy had this app on his phone, and Zach's just like, you can't do that.
It's like, and you're opening a portal to another world, and you have no idea what you're dealing with. Yeah. You're not prepared like I am. And then he went and did it himself.
Yeah. He's hyperbolic. To say the least.
Yeah. Well, let's get into that.
Sure.
How much has, or how often did Zach come up in conversation or in day-to-day life?
So a lot of it was danced around because of legality and stuff.
Right.
But I never got the vibe that he was a cool dude.
Yeah.
I'll put it that way. It was a lot of a lot of the times fans would, you know, come up and talk about him in the same context.
Right.
And you would feel just kind of the air leave the room a little.
As much as we love him, we also don't get the vibe that he's a cool dude.
No. We love
to go to his museum.
Yeah. Wait, but you haven't been to the museum, have you?
I haven't.
Okay.
But I will go in quiet protest. I'm like, I'm here as a Nick fan, not a Zach fan. But also,
if you can get in there and just carve Nick Groff into the fucking Dybbuk box.
Yeah. I'll get some like Nick stickers and
there you go.
Nick rules.
Yeah. Deathwalker.
Yeah.
Look it up.
There we go. But I was coming in right at the tail end of that whole thing.
Okay.
And I up until recently, you know, he finally put out a statement about it.
Yeah.
I had, you know, I was happy for him that he got to kind of finally air his grievances.
What was that? That's what I read.
Yeah. A while ago.
And it was kind of like, he finally said it wasn't good, but it was still kind of vague. He didn't give any specifics, obviously.
It seemed like he was off. He was allowed to film other things, and Zach got mad about it.
Yeah,
pretty much what we gathered from it.
Yeah, it's so. I've talked to not just Nick, but I've talked to other people who have worked on the show. Who I don't know if I'm allowed to say, so I won't say their names. But it's what I've gathered is kind of he is very much a one man show, and the second anyone else starts to kind of match his level of you know, fan action, it keeps happening. Several people after Nick said it,
Dakota,
that
kid was on there for like two episodes or something before he fucked off and made his own show.
Yeah.
Zach is very, it's all about, it's the Zach show, not the group show.
Right. And he's a dildo.
Yeah.
He's a big dildo.
I mean, those other guys,
I'm not
too,
a fan.
The other guys on the show too are just abused by him constantly.
Yeah.
Like Aaron
Goodwin. Yeah.
He just eats shit.
He doesn't want a team. He wants lackeys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Aaron definitely is just like grabbing on, just groveling on his feet all the time. So he loves that.
I heard that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I heard it too. No, bro. Did you hear that?
You do hear a lot of things when you're ghost hunting. Yeah. It's just, you never know what it is.
Yeah. Did you you hear or witness anything like that really stands out other than just like a knock or something?
I think let's see, what's my favorite? Actually, I can send you guys the clip after if you want. But the best thing I ever got was on the Queen Mary. We went into room B340, which is the only room on the ship that they refused to renovate because it was like so haunted.
Oh, okay.
And it's just this empty metal room.
Yeah.
And we did like, you know, we did an EVP reading there.
Uh-huh.
And we sat there on the floor and we're like, you know, asking questions and whatnot. And then we played it back and I have this recorded and like you hear us ask the questions. There's nothing. And then we played it back and then there's just this like intense ass screaming on our end of the recorder. This rah, rah, rah. It's like sounds like Tasmanian devil. And like we learned later that like a passenger back when the ship was active before it turned into a hotel had actually like gone insane and killed themselves in this room. And
did they
like
turn into a werewolf too?
I guess. it was, you know, a little bit of pee came out.
Yeah.
I heard that. I was like, okay, it's time to go.
A successful hunt.
So yeah. I think that was my favorite. That just that instant like playback. So, you know, I recorded it. I knew no one tampered with it, but there's just this insane screaming on something that we had recorded like 3 seconds earlier.
That's actually really good to hear that just because I'm always looking for holes and shit.
Fair.
So hearing from you, who actually recorded it, mm-hmm. that it wasn't tampered with, that does something for me. It gets me gets me going a little bit.
I don't mean to assign anything to it. It could have just been, you know, I'm never going to say like there was a ghost screaming,
right.
But it was freaky.
Could have been a very specific.
Assign what you want.
A very specific glitch.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I can personally vouch as far as the stuff that I have recorded. I have never faked anything.
Right.
I've never added anything in post, prompted anything. Just, you know, we have gotten some freaky things. Could have been just, you know, an error in the machines. I can't fully say like, yeah, it was totally a ghost. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, I've never tampered with anything.
I hear you.
At least I can't speak to everyone who's worked on the show, mind you, but like.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But, my hands are clean.
Yeah, I got you. So did you work on Ghost Adventures at all or just with Nick?
Very briefly.
You did?
Actually, that was kind of coincidental.
Mm-hmm.
I actually did PA work for them before I ever knew Nick or anything like that.
So you didn't interact with like them.
So that actually goes all the way back to college. So I went to the University of Rhode Island and they had a college ghost hunting team that I had joined because I was really into it.
Fuck yeah.
And like through that, I worked with, we got to do some work with the Ghost Adventures guys. And we also worked with the Ghost Hunters show that was based in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
So I actually, this was completely independent of me, you know, working with Nick down the road. But I got the opportunity to, you know, do some work with them through my college ghost hunting club.
Okay.
So that I joined.
Was this like spiky hair, like Affliction shirts era?
Oh yeah.
This
do you like my tattoos? They're sick.
Is that right? Oh,
yeah. Holy shit, yeah. I forgot about that response.
One of the greatest clips in Ghost Adventures.
It got so memed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I never worked with Ghost Adventures as a cameraman, but I did get to work with them.
Okay.
When the band was still together.
Gotcha.
But yeah, most of my one-on-one work has just been solo Nick stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Sorry to disappoint.
No, that's okay. That's totally good. So the next question definitely ties into that whole, you know, tampering sort of thing.
Sure.
And it's a little controversial. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. The Creeper?
The Creeper?
Yeah.
Tell me of the Creeper.
So the Creeper was an entity that was captured on Paranormal Lockdown with Nick Groff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And supposedly that's what got the show canceled because they put it on TV and you could see a vague outline of what looks like a you know, like a maybe like a skinny dude in a morph suit.
Mm-hmm.
That's like on all fours, you know, a creeper, just a creeper back there in the background in the dark. And they were like, whoa, whoa, blah, 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 blah. And then somebody online or something took the footage and like, you know, cranked up the exposure or something, adjusted the levels in some way. And you could see it's just a guy in a morph suit. It's actually a guy in a morph suit.
It's Charlie from Always Sunny.
Yeah, right.
Just creeping around back there.
Yeah, exactly. They basically, I mean, they got caught making it up.
Interesting.
Now, this is just based
on... I have not heard about that.
I've seen it, and I've seen the comparison and stuff, but I haven't heard if, you know, Nick or anybody had ever, like, addressed it.
Interesting.
But the rumor is that that's why the show got canned.
I'll have to look that up. I mean, yeah. I wasn't present for the creeper incident.
You didn't know about the creeper. Okay.
No, I'm just learning about the creeper.
Okay. All right.
That's interesting.
Well, yeah.
I mean... Who knows? Maybe it was just a PA having a good time.
Or maybe it was just a guy in a morph suit who wasn't affiliated. He just happened to be chilling there.
Yeah, they just walked into something weird that was going on in this abandoned place.
Right.
Completely independent. Like, it could have just been someone in a furry suit, but it was someone in a morph suit.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't know.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not going to judge him.
No judgment at all. That dude was there to have a good time, and, you know, the camera crew happened to be there at the same time.
And now he's famous.
Yep, look good for that. Him. Yeah. I hope he's riding high off that. No, I'd never heard about the creeper thing, but I will absolutely have to look that up.
Okay, yeah.
Interesting.
So, how do you feel about a Ouija board?
How do I feel about it? It's fun at parties.
Yeah?
Is it
a portal?
No.
No?
No, I don't think.
Damn it.
It's a game.
Tell me Milton Bradley's been lying to me this whole time.
I am like, I like to mess with my friends who are really superstitious by I have like an old Ouija board that I leave up, and like the whole thing is like, you're not supposed to leave the planchette on it. It leaves the portal open, and I actively just display it like that. So all my superstitious friends are like, you're not supposed to do that.
Like, mm-hmm. Yes. Well,
like, yeah. No.
I don't
think on that.
Inviting a Zozo demon.
I mean, we have, you know, I break it out at Halloween parties and stuff, but yeah. I don't think, you know, it's what people assign to it.
Right, right. Yeah. It's subconscious stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. I was just hoping.
I just wish it would tell me my tattoos were sick.
Yeah, right.
You know, not once.
Are they?
Every time it's just, no. Bullshit. It's a bummer.
Bullshit.
So is this like a point of conversation with you guys, like the Ouija board thing? Or?
That comes up pretty regularly.
Where do y'all fall on it?
Depends. Depends on the conversation we're having, I guess.
Okay.
Generally, no. I don't believe anything ever.
Okay. Until I
can taste it with my own two lips.
gotta drink those ghosts.
I drink. I will not believe in a ghost until I can suck on a ghost.
Right. I respect that.
I need to taste a ghost. So next question, have you ever tasted a ghost?
They taste like strawberry Starburst.
Really?
Yeah, wow. It's surprising. Wow. You wouldn't think.
Yeah, I see Slimer.
Weirdly pleasant.
I see Slimer, and I expect it to taste like an Ecto Cooler.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that one's specific branding. We don't want any ghostly lawsuits.
There are different flavors.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's got the patent cornered on that one.
Okay.
Everyone, you know, all the other ghosts know to, you got to stay away.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep it.
He's kind of like the Zach Bagans of ghosts.
True. Exactly.
It's all about him all the time.
Just as slimy. Ba-dum-dum-dum. Yeah, get him.
That's good.
Yeah.
Love that.
I've had someone tell me I had a ghost walk through me once, but it
really?
I don't know if that counts as tasting.
I was going to ask if you ever had any attachments.
That's a good question. Because
they're always like, we
brought something home with us.
You know, and again, I keep a pretty skeptical mind about these things, but I mean, when we were at the Manson house, we were doing something in the basement, and like, I had this thing where it felt like, you know, like when your foot falls asleep.
Oh yeah.
Like I had that feeling like top to bottom and got dizzy, and like one of the like psychic dudes was there running up to me and like, whoa, something just went through you, man. I was like,
Was it asbestos?
God, I hope not. We'll find out in 10 years, I guess. Yeah. I'll report back.
All right. We'll check in on that one.
So it felt fuzzy.
Something he saw with his own two eyes.
Yeah, it was like, it was one of those weird things, because like I felt something weird, and like a dude immediately responded to that, and I didn't make a thing of it. I was just like, just kind of shook, and It's another one of those things where I'm like, I don't know, maybe there's something, but I also I don't read into everything that happens on these ghost hunt things. It's like, that was a ghost.
Right. I hear you. But whatever it is, it's an interesting thing to think about.
It was undeniably creepy.
Yeah, like there are coincidences, and then there's like just shit that you can't explain. And then there's shit that you make up explanations for.
Exactly.
That's Ghost Adventures.
Yeah. And I'm not going to do that.
Right.
Weird things happen. Who knows what it was?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's actually cooler to me. That's actually kind of creepier to me. Like, this is something we can't even fathom. Yeah. It's like fucking Lovecraftian, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Too much for my brain.
Same. I can't wrap around it.
No.
I'm just a simple cameraman.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you who can wrap around it.
Yes, nice.
That was good.
This is the best product placement we could have given him.
Suddenly his stream count is just gonna go through the roof.
It's just all gonna be me.
About 6-7 well, streams.
Yes.
Like, I'm devoting my entire plane ride back to LA to listening to this now.
Yeah.
Make sure I download all of it. I need to know. So next time I see him, I can ask questions.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, I mean, we might have to follow up with you on that.
Yeah. I'm going to become obsessed.
Or you might not want to talk to him about it.
It really depends on where you know.
Well, I mean, you've spoken to him, and you know what his demeanor is like in real life.
Oh yeah.
Maybe he's just a chill guy, and he wouldn't be offended by it, right? I mean,
I'll read the room.
Yeah, exactly.
It could go either way.
I've made a lot of things that I'd be horribly embarrassed by, but
oh god, same.
I'll laugh at it.
I had to clean my YouTube page up recently. Yeah. Like, well, that's going away forever.
Yeah.
So. And I never rapped. So.
Well, maybe you should start.
Maybe I should go the Joe Pesci routes.
Yeah.
Channel, you know, I'm a short Italian dude. He's inspirational.
Yeah.
I'll just make up a character and rap about pasta. I don't know. I forgot exactly what he rapped about, but.
Get this through your head, you motherfucker, you.
Oh, Joe's here. What's up, buddy? He's my hero.
Me too. He's my favorite actor all time. Ooh, did you hear that?
No.
I'm hungry.
Get the Ouija board out. There's a ghost in here.
You got a ghost in your belly.
Yeah, I got something.
See, that's what happens when you taste a ghost.
That's it. That's how you get an attachment.
Cautionary tale.
This is Firehouse Sub becoming shit.
It's the ghost of the sub.
Yeah.
Well, if you really think about it.
It really makes you really think.
It really makes you think.
Yeah, it does.
I can't wait to lay it to rest.
6 feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else? You got any other questions, Justy boy? You ever seen an alien?
Sort of.
Really?
With this guy.
You saw an unidentified...
We saw a thingy, whatever it may be.
Yeah?
So there's
Tic-tac?
It was a green glowing ball.
Wow.
Over the bridge in Dover, New Hampshire, when we were in high school, and we were driving back, and we all freaked out, and... It shot off into the woods, and we all had to drive home like bare knuckles. Like, the fuck was that? I don't know what it was.
Oh,
it could have just been, you know.
Was it like whatever. Super distant? Did it look like it was way up there, or was it like?
It was like on like the tree line.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, it's kind of hard to tell.
Which again, I'm never gonna be like it was aliens. Like,
right.
I don't know. It was just something freaky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Creepy things happen in the woods of Maine.
That's similar to Justin's.
Oh yeah, you got one.
Yeah, I was on Back River Road in Dover. I was like driving with my ex-girlfriend and we see these like three like super bright lights. And I'm just like, oh, St. Thomas is having a football game.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, St. Thomas is pretty fucking far away. That's not that. As we're getting closer, we go up this hill on the road and there's this fucking like triangular shaped thing, like super smooth on the bottom,
mm-hmm.
not making a sound. We're directly under it. And it's like... Not that high up. It's just floating over this house. All the lights in the house are off. And we're just like, what the fuck? And we didn't stop, but I'm like, I got to go back. I'll drop you off if you want. She's like, no, I'll come back with you. And we go back and the thing's gone. It's facing like, it's facing the same direction, but it's like way off in the distance, like fucking far off. But like after we passed it too, we did hear something like further up the road, like probably like a mile or two up the road. We started hearing this loud, like, vroom, like it was fucking weird though. I don't know.
It was a secret machine.
It's just, yeah, it was Tom DeLonge.
Yeah.
Just flying around up there.
I wish.
Yeah.
We're building a machine.
I just like to think he goes out and he looks at the stars. He goes, where are you?
Definitely. That's definitely terrible. What it is. To this day.
Such a shitty impression.
Yeah. So what's your favorite ghost movie? That's a tough one.
Okay.
It's tough.
Oh, no. I've been defending this movie my whole life, and most people seem to hate it.
Ooh, okay. Controversial.
But I will die on the hill that Ghost Ship is an amazing movie.
Holy shit. We love Ghost Ship.
Yes!
That was our first Patreon exclusive commentary that we did.
Excellent.
It's one of those movies that for some reason everybody has seen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like everybody had a copy of it on VHS.
Everyone always remembers the opening, but I'm like, the rest of the movie's cool too.
But they remember the opening wrong. That's the thing.
Yeah.
They remember it as it's so much cooler.
Yeah.
And when you watch it now, it's like,
I mean, that was, you know, that was before all the Saw movies and all this and that
and they
desensitized us to gory scenes.
It wasn't heavy on CGI, was it?
No, not really.
That part was.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, when the guy's face goes sploop.
Oh,
it's fucking awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that movie still rules.
Yeah.
So I have a Ghost Ship poster front and center when people walk into my apartment. And half the time people are like, come on, man, that movie sucks. And the other time people react like y'all do. So, yes,
they had
glad
I'm
with the right crew.
They had Mudvayne.
Yes, they did.
They had Mudvayne.
That song still slaps.
I don't remember what the content of it was, but I remember our guitarist, Mike, one night got hammered. And he used to improvise these songs. It was fucking hilarious. And he just does this like Tom Waits version. He plays this like Tom Waits sort of thing, and he's just like, on the ghost ship. And it was like the funniest fucking thing I ever heard. He did like a 2-minute song without cracking. I
mean, we should flesh that out. Make that a real song.
It was incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to hear this.
The first and last ghost ship themed song.
Hell yeah. Doesn't get enough love.
Yeah. No,
it really
it's true.
Doesn't.
It's true. And a killer poster on that one, too.
Oh, yeah. That poster rules.
Yeah. That was a good one.
What about y'all? Favorite ghost movies?
I mean, I know it's like the easy answer, but probably The Shining.
No wrong answers. Yeah. That movie is, you know, the movie rules.
Yeah.
That's hard. That Are You Afraid of the Dark episode with the kid with the coat?
I'm cold.
That one.
Nice.
It's my favorite movie.
Deep cut. You know, I haven't thought about that in a while. That's a great deep cut.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Ghostbusters, probably.
Yeah.
Generic, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Ghostbusters is great.
That scared the shit out of me when I was a kid.
Did it?
Ghostbusters. Shouldn't have.
Yeah, there's some scary shit in there for kids.
Yeah. A lot of strobing lights. That really did it for me.
Like, the library ghost is still creepy as hell.
Yeah.
Like, for a kid, I mean, that's, you know, that's a good, a lot of kids' gateway horror.
Yeah.
It's like watching Ghostbusters and like you mentioned, like Goosebumps and like
Casper.
Spooky. Yeah, Casper.
Yeah, Casper's fun.
Set locally.
That's right.
That's a hometown film.
Yeah.
Where was that?
So it takes place in Maine. It was filmed in, I think Bangor. It was filmed in Maine. And my biggest thing, like, I went to Marshwood High School with Jason over here,
mm-hmm.
and I remember they named the town in the movie Marshwood, and I was so excited about that. I was like, that must be us. And I got to meet the director years later, and I confirmed that they were just driving through Maine, and they saw Marshwood High School,
they
and they're like, there's a name. I was like, yes, my childhood.
That's awesome.
So I love Casper.
So let me ask you this question here. Did you ever notice on the Marshwood sign that it's in the same font as the mask?
It is.
Is that Ipkiss font?
Yeah. Oh my god. I wish I'd known that in high school. I would have loved that.
My girlfriend and I call it mask when whenever we drive by.
I'm never gonna be able to unsee that now. Yeah. You're totally right.
Yeah.
Which great. I love that.
Yeah.
It's my favorite ghost movie.
It sort of counts as a possession in a way.
In a way, yeah. It's an entity.
Do y'all ever read the comic book of that?
No, I hear it's fucked up, though.
It really is.
Like, it's real dark.
Like, I loved the Mask movie growing up, and I found the comic book and read it. I'm like, this is completely different.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's complete. Wow. They softened every edge out of that thing for the movie, and I love the movie,
mm-hmm.
but, like, no, they would have been much better off. Like, if they ever like remake it, they should do like get Bill Hader to come in and do his Barry vibes for it. It's like that level of like comedic yet really, really dark.
Okay.
It's good. But it's pretty, it's messed up. I'd recommend it.
I made it 6 minutes into Son of the Mask, and I was like, I
salute your bravery.
Yeah.
That sure is a film.
Yeah, yep. I know. That's a Jamie Kennedy experience.
That tested my person. So I have a personal, if I go to a movie, yeah, I'm there top to bottom. I don't walk out.
Right.
That tested that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was still a high school kid back when I liked anything. Like movies were just, I like movies. And right. That one still, yeah. I was like, we done yet?
Yeah. Yeah. I never even attempted that's Son of the Mask.
That's
probably fine. Yeah.
Save yourself.
We'll say The Mask. It holds up beautifully.
Yes, it does.
Just watched it a couple of weeks ago. I love it. I have a shitty meme page, and I was making these horrible mask memes that were making him so fucking mad.
They were so fucking bad.
So the more angry he got, the more it made me want to make them, though.
I get that, like, instinct.
They had no jokes in them.
It was just fucking great.
There were no jokes.
You're gonna have to send me some of these. I need to know now.
Oh, they're fantastic. Well, that was part of it, though. I wanted them to be that bad.
Yeah.
That whole meme page was just like stupid shit that, like, you could just imagine me making it. Like, like this one where I just felt like a fucking like image of a doctor sleeping, and I put the Doctor Sleep logo on it. It was like terrible. They're not good. I know they're not good.
I love that, though. I love a good, like, low effort meme.
It's for me, yeah.
I'm very here for that.
There's a market.
Oh, absolutely. No, it's like almost to the point of anti-joke.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I love very much.
Yeah.
I will send those to my friends. Please send them my way.
Right.
I'm very here for this.
All right. So I think it's time we put a cork in it.
Great.
As they say around these parts.
That was good chatting with you guys.
Working it, yes, and I cannot express how grateful we are.
Oh yeah,
my pleasure
to have you here.
I hope I dished just enough dirt not to get anybody in too much trouble.
That was
but
perfect.
Enough to
it was enlightening.
Satisfy a little.
Yeah, it was enlightening.
And I'm going to go look up the creeper.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You need to know more.
Yeah, keep us updated if you hear any more, ghouly gossip.
Yeah, if I go on another ghost hunt with him sometime soon, I'll check in with y'all.
Hell yeah,
and report back.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Good chatting with you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.
What do you think of that interview?
That was such a great interview.
So good.
I'm a hell of a journalist. I'm like Mark Maron.
I know. Yeah, we had a great time. So we'll hopefully check up with him at a later date. We certainly appreciate you hanging around, listening to our podcast.
Yeah.
If you could give us a rating and a review wherever you're listening, that'd be huge. Or help us out by joining our Patreon.
Yep.
At patreon.com/coolparents, and you get a bunch of extra content. Ghost Ship commentary, for instance.
Yeah.
It's all on there. And it's only like $3, so why not? What's our Instagram?
Cool Parents Worldwide.
You can send us messages or requests or whatever on there. Talk some shit. And what's our website?
Coolparents.co.
That'll get you everywhere you gotta go.
Every which way.
And you can follow our TikTok, too. TikTok, too.
Yep.
Which is...
Yep.
Cool _ parents.
Yep.
Oh. So thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll catch you next time on the Cool Parents podcast.
Especially Nick Groff. Glad you're here.
Yep. Love you. Love you. Big fan. Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Tron.
Okay. Fuck the world.
Yeah, buddy.